So at your house, they were serving up Thanksgiving turkey, huh? Well, apparently, around the valley and along the border and elsewhere in the U.S. of A., illegals are showing up with hand grenades, and the problem is getting worse.
J.D. Hayworth on KFYI.
All right, there was one incident out Wickenburg way I'm going to get to in just a second, but first, I've been able to get my hands on the essence of a memo sent by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. I think they've added yet another letter to that acronym, but in the old days we called it Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms. And there is a notice going around to different law enforcement officials. In most cities, they would be called chiefs of police. In Phoenix, to be technically correct, there is an assistant city manager for public safety, Jack Harris. At any rate, four findings. The ATF has verified and documented instances of grenades being recovered in the United States that have been connected to the drug cartels in Mexico. The cartels are continuing their attempts to obtain improvised grenades. Oh, really? Where else do we hear that word improvised? Oh, yeah, in Iraq and Afghanistan. Improvised explosive devices. Well, isn't this just hunky-dory? We're going to be dealing with IEDs right here at home, courtesy of illegal aliens. The second contention in this notice sent to local law enforcement by the ATF is this. The ATF is investigating connections between recovered grenades in Mexico and grenade trafficking-related activity here in the U.S., the focal point being our border here in the Southwest. These recovered grenades are tied to the Mexican drug cartels. Now, here's a direct quote from the notice that went out from the feds to local law enforcement. If a state, local, or federal agency recovers any military-manufactured, modified, or improvised grenades with a known or suspected nexus to Mexico or the cartels, or are suspected of being transported into Mexico, the agency is requested to contact the local ATF field office to assist in collecting the needed information. Well, you know the deal, right? The motive behind these instructions are to link the improvised or modified grenades recovered in Mexico and the U.S. to the individuals responsible for their construction. And I would add, obviously, for their distribution. Now, you and I talked, what, a couple of weeks ago? BadPhoenixCops.com, the website, beat us to the punch. We had filed a Freedom of Information Access request because we got wind of the fact that the Phoenix cops basically failed to pursue an investigation with an illegal alien who had their hands on, what, close to 20 grenades? Now, the explosives were out of the casings, apparently. Or at least that's what people said based on cellular telephone photographs. But for whatever reason, the brass at the Phoenix PD didn't want to go through with an investigation. And it resulted in a demotion for a whistleblower who was raising HE double hockey sticks about this thing. Now, you remember what happened subsequently, right? If you had too much turkey and dressing, let me refresh your memory. You had a deal where DPS nailed some illegals, again, with their grenade shells without the explosives in them. And then do you remember the curious case of the illegal, the transvestite from Phoenix caught up down on the Gulf Coast, down in Pearl, Mississippi? Now, the illegal alien transvestite Or I don't, I'm sorry, maybe we want to be politically correct, I guess, a transsexual. This illegal had a live grenade in their car. And then to top it all off, during the Thanksgiving holiday, out Wickenburg way, out by the McDonald's, a DPS officer stopped a blue Dodge Intrepid. It was driven by Jose Cruz, not the guy who used to play in the outfield for the Astros years ago, but a guy who was an illegal. This illegal apparently was drunk, high, or something, or DWI, driving while impaired. The DPS guy, the DPS officer, excuse me, asked the illegal to step out of the vehicle. So here's what the illegal does. He turns his back to the DPS officer and pulls out a hand grenade. Now, luckily, as I understand it, the hand grenade, the officer got busy, subdued the illegal. The hand grenade fell on the ground. And so they handcuff the illegal, secure him in the DPS vehicle. The McDonald's that was close by was evacuated. And then the DPS Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit was called in to make sure the hand grenade wasn't going to go off. The good news is that did not happen. The bad news is that, and you'll recall the damage control. Back, what was it now? A year ago or greater? No, it was almost 2 years ago now, a year and a half. The deal where we had the guys, we thought there was a Mexican military connection with that group breaking into the home on the west side, acting like a SWAT team. And 2 weeks after the Phoenix PD made a big deal, the brass said, oh, no, they don't have any connection with the Mexican military. You remember we got that memo saying, we shouldn't be surprised in the future if something like that happens. In other words, the old political game of inoculation was going on as the Phoenix PD. You know, here's the sad thing about it. Jack Harris and the upper echelon of the administration of the Phoenix PD are more concerned about damage control to their image instead of dealing with the criminal element here in the country illegally. And in fact, the irony of this is when you tie it in with the economic situation and how tax revenues have fallen off. I tell you what, and I got to tell you, I'm doing a little introspection. I was getting pretty shrill about Phil Gordon. Not that I should cut him any slack in terms of public policy decisions, but things were probably getting a little, they were shrill. And probably a little too personal. But I will tell you, unless and until Phil Gordon will own up to the fact that sadly within, the definition is they're illegal aliens. They're here illegally. And when your first act is coming to this country illegally, there is a culture of criminality that envelops the entire illegal population. Now, that doesn't square with the myth propagated by the editorial board at the Arizona Repugnant and sadly reinforced by former President George W. Bush that, quote, these are good people just looking for work. No. That's not universally correct. And yet, the open borders crowd, oh, and by the way, after the news at 6, one short hour before he sits down with those three professors from the Croton Kite School at Arizona State, Sheriff Joe will be on with us. And, of course, the repugnant can't stand Sheriff Joe because he enforces law. But coming up in just a minute, you will hear Phil Gordon offer a litany of economic excuses and then play what he thinks is his trump card. If we got to cut budgets, we got to cut police protection. When we come back, we will listen to that from Phil Gordon, and then I will offer Phil a suggestion that might be the most rational cut of all. So, we're hearing from the feds that the drug cartels have all these hand grenades, all this other stuff, and they're showing up around here. Now, the brass of the Phoenix PD didn't want to investigate an illegal with hand grenades, passed it off. DPS got aggressive now in two instances. Meantime, you had some other illegal not only transporting themselves, a transsexual transporting guns, ammo, and hand grenades across the country, or at least this person had them in the car when the cops in Pearl, Mississippi pulled them over. So you got that going on one hand. On the other hand, yeah, these are tough economic times. So Phil Gordon plays the public health and safety card today when it's time to talk about budget cuts. Old Phil says, well, you know, we'll just have to take them out of police and fire.
If we have to start reducing the force anymore or reducing the fire department anymore, those response times are going to get longer in seconds, whether it's health or whether it's police, are going to mean lives.
Well, Phil, let me make a couple of friendly suggestions, again, without venom or vitriol or getting really personal with you. But, Phil, you know, I spent 12 years in the Congress of the United States, and I never had a protective detail. And you may anger some people, but I don't think, you know, I think there's some law enforcement professionals who, rather than being assigned to your, quote, personal safety, could be doing a lot more on the beat, on the street, or as detectives instead of being the mayoral protective detail. As I understand it, that's about a cool $1 million, Phil. That's real money. Those officers should be reassigned to crime prevention. And look, if you're getting some threats, okay, you can make a case, but to have this whole phalanx of guys like your personal Praetorian Guard, I'm sorry. You ain't the president. You don't need a big protective detail. But then more to the point, Phil, just can Jack Harris. He's double-dipping. He gets that pension, and since you did that little thing where the personnel board and brought him back, not as police chief, but as director of public safety, just can him. You'll save a lot of money that way. Besides that, the guys at badphoenixcops.com. Remember when Judicial Watch filed its lawsuit against Jack Harris? BadPhoenixCops.com reports that that Jack Harris was on a plane bound for Tel Aviv, Israel. Yeah, the Anti-Defamation League was going to have him there to speak about law enforcement. Man, were they sold a bill of goods. At any rate, he's up in Newark to change planes. And apparently Phil Gordon calls up saying, you need come back to Phoenix to deal with damage control. So instead of taking the international flight from Newark to Tel Aviv, Jack Harris rerouted himself back to Phoenix. Apparently, the ticket cost a one-way flight Newark to Phoenix in excess of $1,500. Now, apparently, Jack Harris issued a memo saying that there was, quote, a security breach, and he was delayed in Newark for several hours. Boy, it's going to be great if we get our hands on this memo. But, you know, here's the bottom line, Phil. You want to save money. Curtail your personal protective detail and let Jack Harris just go on off into retirement. See, I can solve quickly. That's where the first cut should come. Not getting rid of the protective detail, just but returning those very capable officers to real active duty instead of hanging out, keeping an eye on Phil Gordon and protecting him. Then Jack Harris, boom, he should just be gone.